And I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We have Lisa McCoy here, the events director of Great Glen Trails. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gino. How are you?
Excellent.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you so much for coming in. We always like to have you come in when there's a big event happening over Great Glen Trails. And you guys always have something going on.
We usually do.
You said you actually have a couple busy weeks coming up, of course.
Yes, we do, of course, with the, you know, Great Black Fly this weekend. And then next weekend on Saturday, we have our foot race up Mount Washington Auto Road.
Yeah, incredible, incredible. So let's start off with the Black Fly Trail Run. That's the one that we're really here promoting.
Yes.
It's going to happen this Saturday. Super fun event. And we were just talking before we got on the air here. What, it's like 11 seasons, 11 seasons
yes,
for this.
It's been going on for a long time. And it's really fun course. It's three loops.
Okay.
It's a 10-mile.
Yeah.
You can do it as an individual or you can do it as a team of three. But if you feel like that's too much, you don't want to get a team, you don't want to do the 10 miles, you can just do the first loop and do one, you know, three miles and call it a day.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of the reason that this one is kind of different than all the rest is that relay element, is if they so choose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really fun. So
Excellent.
That way you can get a team. You know, some people last year, there's a bunch of costumes. People have team names, team t-shirts. They dress
up.
They, you know, make it really fun.
Yep. So, good spectator sport as well for this
really
time around.
Good spectator sport.
Okay. Excellent. So yeah, there's the 10-mile course option or the 3-mile course option if you'd like to run solo. And then it is one of the region's only relays. And that's important to note there because that's kind of what makes it different and unique.
Exactly. It's really fun.
Yeah, excellent.
And it's a, you know, really fun event for everybody to come out. You know, there's spectacular views as you're riding, you know,
of course.
Running along.
That's
of
what
course.
Great Glen Trails is known for.
Yes,
yeah.
You can, you know, you're kind of looking into the Great Gulf as you're running along and it just makes it a little, you know, more fun to enjoy the views.
Also, I see here that we're adding the kids fun run as well. So it's fun for all ages. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we added a little kids fun run. Just so that if parents are there with their kids, if they're supporting someone else who's running the race, they can bring their kid, add, you know, a little fun, little element to the kids.
Gives them something to do. Get that energy out.
Well, you know, it's great to get the kids start running early and know what it's like to be out on a course.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's a great idea. I love it how there's a lot of organizations out here when they have the big races for the adults and, you know, teenagers and the adults. But for the little ones, those are the ones that get restless, especially waiting or being a spectator. So that's a really fun idea. So they get to do the fun run. And that will be kicking off at 11 a.m. The race time for the actual Black Fly Trail Run and Relay will start at 10 a.m. When it comes to registration, if people want to sign up, if they haven't yet, is there a pre-registration or is it day of?
Yeah, there's pre-registration and that ends tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
So they need to be registered by tomorrow night and then they can register a day of.
There
is
a day of too.
Yep.
Okay, so it's both options there. Exactly. And of course, you guys get all those details at greatglentrails.com. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's going to be a post-event barbecue, always for the post-barbecue.
with some
live music and all types of things going on.
Yeah, we're really excited this year. Shark Martin, who's kind of a local favorite here.
Absolutely,
really fun band. They're going to be joining us to, you know, help the runners celebrate their accomplishments getting out on the course. And then, you know, some barbecue. We'll do some awards and some prizes. And it's sponsored by Moat, so we'll be really happy to have them there.
Excellent. Yeah, it looks like you have a whole slew of sponsors, as always. You guys are always trying to get around and get as many people included as always. So why don't we give them a little bit of a shout-out
here?
Sure.
So we got Moat Mountain. Everyone knows Moat Mountain.
Everybody knows the Moat.
Smokehouse and Brewery. And then Fuller's Sugar House, which is a little north of the Notch. They work with us a lot. We sell a lot of their maple syrup product. And it's absolutely delicious. And, of course, Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful and always support our trail running series and, you know, our Black Fly. Badger Bomb, which is a local company that makes all sorts of anti-bug.
Okay.
I had to say bug dope.
Right, sure, yeah.
And,
which is good for the runners and
also
more.
And sunscreen and all sorts of natural products are made right here in New Hampshire. So we like to support the local organizations. Mountain Hardware. And, of course, the Mount Washington Observatory supports. And also an organization called Run the Alps. So if you're inspired by running at Black Fly, maybe you'll take a look at Run the Alps. And they kind of do destination running.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so all hands on deck when it comes to this big event. Again, that's this Saturday, June 8th, at the Black Fly Trail Run and Relay, if you so choose for it to be a relay, the 10-mile course, 3-mile course for solo runners, and then, of course, the Kids Fun Run. Shark Martin, you were saying before we come on the air here, they're the first time playing for the Great Glen Trails crew, which is kind of cool.
We're really excited to have them there.
Excellent. Yeah, we're good friends of the show. They've had been on the show before. We usually promote their events, and what a great local band to go and check out. And then you can't complain with barbecue and raffle prizes. Why not?
Why not? You know, it's kind of a win-win-win.
Absolutely.
So, and I think that the weather this Saturday, so far, so good.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It's looking pretty pretty spot on for
Excellent. Did you want to talk a little bit about the foot race that's coming up too?
Sure, I can just mention
it. Yeah, might as well.
That field is already set.
So, yeah.
You know, we set the field. You know, there's a lottery for the runners to go into that foot race, and it happens early in February.
Actually. Okay, all right.
And it's a field of 1,300 runners.
Wow.
And there's quite competition to get into the race, but you can do it if you enter the lottery, but we're excited. It's next Saturday, so if you're in the area.
Yeah.
And you're looking to drive up the auto road that day, the auto road won't open till 1 o'clock.
Right. That's the one when, right. And of course, if they get up there, they're going to get up there super early because it will be shut down for that. Yeah.
So they have to get there by 1:30 in, you know, in the afternoon when the auto road opens to the public.
Excellent.
But it's really fun. And the runners that challenge themselves up the auto road, it's pretty spectacular.
Very cool.
To see.
Very cool. So, check out all the details about that race and, more importantly, the Black Fly Trail Run and Relay. That's at greatglentrails.com. Should be super fun, and we're looking forward to it. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.